USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A Palestinian official says an Israeli airstrike on a Gaza hospital resulted in hundreds of casualties. However, Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh said it's not clear who's responsible for the missile strike at this time.
It should be very clear that Hamas is the one putting Palestinians or those in Gaza at great risk.
Israeli officials said the explosion at the hospital in Gaza was caused by a Palestinian rocket. Tomorrow, President Biden will visit Israel, where he will hold meetings with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other leaders. The visit coincides with joint efforts by the U.S. and Israel to formulate a plan for delivering humanitarian assistance from donor nations to the civilians in Gaza. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is insisting that President Biden get tougher on Iran.
His tone, his statements, and his actions need to send an unambiguous message to Iran about America's resolve.
Speaking from the Senate floor, he dismissed any ambiguity about Iran's direct role in Hamas' attack on Israel earlier this month, pointing out Iran's longstanding support for the Palestinian militant group. Former President Donald Trump back in a New York courtroom today for his civil fraud trial. When he arrived at the courthouse, Trump once again criticized New York Attorney General Letitia James.
This is a witch hunt by a radical lunatic attorney general that shouldn't be allowed to be an attorney general. She's horrible.
He also contended that the trial should involve a jury expressing surprise at encountering a trial without one for the first time in his experience. According to a recent federal study, wildfires fueled by climate change are costing the United States hundreds of billions of dollars. California Congressman Mike Thompson says this underscores the critical need to tackle climate change in order to mitigate the threat of significant wildfires. This is USA News.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. 800-500-2021. That's 800-500-2021.
As of now, the position of Speaker of the House remains vacant.
The Honorable Jim Jordan of the State of Ohio has received 200 votes. The Honorable Hakeem Jeffries of the State of New York has received 212. A speaker has not been elected.
Although Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan has emerged as the leading Republican candidate, he was not able to secure victory in the initial vote. It's possible a second vote may occur in the near future. Currently, the House is in recess. The Commerce Department says September retail sales rose by 0.7%. Excluding auto sales, there was still a notable increase of 0.6%, surpassing economists' initial projections. Legendary basketball announcer Dick Vitale, after months of silence following surgery and radiation treatments for vocal cord cancer, is speaking once again. The veteran ESPN analyst shared a video on the social media platform X last night.
I'm emotional. I'm excited. I didn't speak now. You gotta understand, for 7 months, you're the first people hearing my voice in a long, long time.
According to Vitale's doctor, his progress has been exceptional, and the current approach is to exercise patience and allow him to recover naturally. Starting later this month, Best Buy is set to launch its Black Friday sales. The holiday calendar includes early access to Black Friday deals for all customers beginning on October 30th. That will be followed by the official commencement of the Black Friday sale on November 17th. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.